Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It is a celebration, it's a wrap-up, and a look ahead to a great music festival that's coming up in April. Joining us in studio is Ryan Erb, Executive Director with United Way Perth Huron, along with Tim Harrison, Founder and Festival Director for the Onrush Music Festival. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jamie.
Good to see you again. Good to see you both again. So, Ryan, we're going to start with you. Campaign wrap-up, Spirit of Community Celebration. How great was that?
Well, we were so excited to gather everybody, 300 of our closest friends in the room to learn that yet again this community came through in a magnificent way. So $2.345 million raised, another record for the United Way in a very difficult fundraising year. So we were just amazed the way everybody rallied at the end, and we all got together and we could celebrate. But you know, more important than the amount of money we raised, we got to hear some pretty important stories, right? You know, we heard from people who had experienced homelessness and were now working for agencies and helping others. That was amazing. That was the time when the crowd gave a standing ovation, which was incredible. We heard stories from a young person who had experienced homelessness and managed with lots of help and support from organizations to figure that out and is now in university and working part-time. So those were the things that matter, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we want to know that the money that we're raising is actually getting to the people that need it the most.
You bet. And great to see the new campaign co-chairs announced as well.
We're really excited that, and there'll be more to come on this, of course, but Kristen Sainsbury and John Wolfe have taken on the leadership for the next couple of years. So we're really glad about them having the torch passed to them.
That's
from
awesome.
Rob and Leslie Edney, who did a magnificent job.
Yeah.
And we're so grateful for the volunteers. We simply can't do it without them.
Yeah, you bet. And you kept the numbers under wraps. I tried to hold you to it last week, but you wouldn't tell me
until the evening. It was top secret. Top secret.
So congratulations on that. A record amount and a well-deserved, a great campaign. Any other shout-outs in terms of that campaign wrap-up?
Well, you know, we want to say thank you, especially for the event, to the sponsors. Our friends at the Best Western, Arden Park, the Hayter family, are just amazing. You know, they put that event on for us, you know, for basically free of charge every year. It's incredible, the full dinner and the space and everything.
Yeah.
And so we have all kinds of sponsors. You know, we had Chartwell and Fahm and Company, Horizon Solutions, KDB Law, Remax, IATSE, InvestStratford Laughs, Samsonite, SBS Metals, and Stratford Festival. And all of that helped us just to wrap up the year in such a fantastic way. So we're really grateful to all the help that we get from so many in this community.
You bet. And it's all about partnerships. Let's get to Tim Harrison on with the Onrush Music Festival. Tim, it's great to chat. Now, you and I are going to chat on Tuesday. We're going to go over all the great performers, everything that's happening. But give us an overview about the Onrush Music Festival that's fast approaching.
It is. Pardon me for not having my dulcet radio tones on this morning.
No worries, Tim. No worries.
So the Onrush Festival was started because we felt there was a need for a platform for modern music in the city of Stratford. It's complementary to existing festivals, so we're making sure that we're working with them as well, and they see significant value in that, which we think is great. We've got amazing community sponsors. Long McQuaid is a title sponsor, so they're sponsoring a stage. Black Swan Brewing Company, Mosaic Outfitters, We Hear Now Records, and Town Crier Marketing. So we're really thrilled to bits to have all those community sponsors joining us and creating that platform for independent music in the city of Stratford.
It is going to be huge. And you've kind of partnered up, if you will, with United Way Perth Huron.
We have, and we're so grateful to Ryan and team for opening their doors to have us come and be a part of this as well. It was really important for us as a festival to be able to work with the community and to be able to give back to the community. So not only in a musical way, but also in a way where we could support people who may be struggling. And it's the way we're doing it, I think, makes an immediate impact. Mm-hmm. So if somebody has needs right now, the Urgent Needs Fund is able to support them. And from a personal standpoint, I've been in a circumstance previously in my life where I didn't have the means of being able to support myself. And I was in some dire circumstances, and I didn't know that there was something like that available at the time. So being able to provide some back to the community and to be able to feel that I can, and the team and the committee overall can help people who are in need in the community. I think that's really vital, and it makes me feel like we are a part of the community.
Tim, thank you so much for sharing that. That's amazing. There you go. And Ryan, I know you want to step in there for a second.
Well, I just want to help people understand exactly what the Urgent Need Fund is.
Sure.
We've spoken about it before, but this is an opportunity for people in the community who might be experiencing a financial challenge, right? And so what we know is that people today, with the rising cost of living, are experiencing this more and more. So they're choosing between, you know, paying their hydro bill and fixing their car or paying the rent or whatever it might be. But we are here to try to help in those circumstances with this Urgent Need Fund. So all you have to do is call 211. You get a live answer, and they work your way through all the services in the community that can help you with your challenge, not only the Urgent Need Fund, but if the challenge is financial, then there's going to be some help along the way.
All
so
right.
We're grateful for that.
You bet. Tim, we're going to save your voice for Tuesday and get into it extensively. But if folks, I mean, you've got some great artists lined up. It is going to be amazing, and it's the Onrush Music Festival. Let's pass along the website or the socials so they can get more details.
Absolutely. It's onrushfestival.ca. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Onrush Festival. And starting today, if you go to buy tickets, there is a promo code for the United Way. So 20% off if you use the promo code UW24 starting today.
Okay, that promo code one more time.
Is UW24.
Fabulous. So let's get the last word in for Ryan. Again, Ryan, congratulations. But it's partnerships like this with the Onrush Music Festival that make such a difference.
This is how we do it each and every year, right? It's by everybody pitching in some way, shape, or form. And it matters whether somebody donates $5 or they donate $1,000, right? It's all of us together jumping in, and we know that times are tough for folks right now, and so the Urgent Need Fund is a really important part of the work that we're doing. So we're thankful to Tim and crew and so grateful that we have the opportunity to continue the work. Guess what? We finished fundraising, but today we're fundraising again.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
There you go.
Ryan Erb, Executive Director with United Way Perth Huron, and Tim Harrison with the Onrush Festival. Ryan and Tim, thanks so much. And Tim, we'll chat on Tuesday. Ryan, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.